Why is it happening now? Anyway, those are, let's go back to why it's happening now. Well, the fact is it's always going on, just depending on the weapons at hand. Business, American business particularly, is highly class conscious and very open about it, incidentally. And it's always fighting a bitter class war. You go back a century ago into what were called the gay 90s, when, incidentally, the international economy was about the international economy was pretty much as like it is now in terms of capital flows and so on. It hasn't become more globalized in terms of trade and capital flow and so on than it was then, may even be less so. About a century ago, it looked as if the game was over. You know, they were talking about the end of history, perfection had been reached, and the devil take the hindmost society where everybody's for themselves and enrich yourselves and so on. It was monstrous for working people. Very brutal, in fact, here. That was a century ago. Well, you know, it didn't end. You know, in Europe particularly, the social contract was slowly imposed, not easily. It didn't happen here by the Roaring Twenties, as they were called. Labor had no voice. This is the, you know, the age of mass production and automobiles and so on. Labor was out of it. It was a business-run society almost completely, and it looked permanent. Again, you know, utopia of the masters, end of history, all this talk. The 1930s, it proved to be wrong. There was a lot of popular organizing, popular protest. It rammed through elements of the social contract that had been achieved in Europe decades earlier, and that just caused hysteria in the business community. You read the business press, it was talking about, you know, the hazard facing manufacturers and the rising political power of the masses and how we're going to face disaster unless we figure out some way to reverse this and control their minds and control them and so on. A huge propaganda campaign began right after the Wagner Act was passed, 1935. In the next 2 years, the National Association of Manufacturers, its public relations budget multiplied by a factor of 20, you know, as they recognize that force alone is not going to be enough. The U.S. has a very violent labor history and plenty of workers were getting killed, but it was clear that this wasn't going to be enough. They had to have huge propaganda. It was sort of put on, that's when all this harmony business that I was talking about got designed. You know, it was a specific design as to how to carry out what they called scientific methods of strike breaking by controlling communities and so on. Well, it was put on hold during the war, and then it picked up right after the Second World War was over with an enormous propaganda campaign. I mean, you can't believe the scale until you look at it. And the purpose was very explicit. The purpose was to win the everlasting battle for the minds of men, which have to be indoctrinated with the capitalist story. As we sell our preferred way of life, and on, these are all just quotes from mainstream PR literature, and it was very substantial aimed precisely at what I described. They describe what they're doing, and you can see it in the propaganda, the schools, the entertainment industry, everything else.